It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
And we're back for hour number two of the WWGH Radio Christmas Special. Well, here's the count at this particular point after the break. Charlie's ruined the carpet, and Mike about impaled himself on a mic stand. So we're going to sing momentarily, Charlie, just as you started to eat.
I don't know the words.
You don't know the words. You know the words to all these tunes.
Well, I thought maybe you know momentarily.
I've got a momentarily. And we're going to have the big sing-along, which this was all started years ago. Now, Sean, I was accused of not letting you talk last hour. So do you remember how this sing-along got started?
Yeah, you.
No, it wasn't me.
Who was it?
Paul and Glenna Savage.
Oh, that's right. Paul and Glenna Savage. That's right.
The late Paul Savage, who sang, who's the voice you hear singing Charlie's theme song, yeah. Who wrote and composed that. Glenna, I believe, was a school teacher. And she used to bring in papers, and we would all sing together, and it was spontaneous the first year, and then it's become part of the tradition to hear us all try to sing together.
Yeah, she at was Christmas. A music teacher.
I believe she was.
Yep, and she played the piano.
And she played the piano. But now Glenn has been in the Marine Corps band, so we've moved it over to Glenn. Now, and Mary Ellen, at one point, you played the piano too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you good at the piano?
Well, I used to be, but I don't play anymore.
Gave that up.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to play the piano. I have a piano, but that's the way it goes. Now, do we have everybody in here from the other room? Are they ready to sing?
We've lost
a few. Now, Glenn, the selections we're going to sing tonight. Now, the first one we're going to do is a nice, easy one. We'll ease into this one. It's Silver Bells. Now, this was originally composed for Bob Hope in a movie called The Lemon Drop Kid back in the 1950s. And Bob Hope is the original performer.
I have also
this is radio,
heard,
Glenn. Say yes.
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 I have also heard that the silver bells they're referring to are the bells of the Salvation Army kettlebell ringers.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I had not heard that. So, Glenn, you're going to kick us off here with the great silver bell. Well, that's not Christmassy.
I'm going to start it at an octave below.
This will be great.
It'll be terrible.
Here we go. By the way, this event is supported by Domino's Pizza. We thank them. We're all enjoying that. Telephone number 740-383-3030. Santa Claus still to come. Mary Ellen doing Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Lots of stuff, but we're going to break into the singing. Here we go. Let's go. Number one.
I have a question.
That's all on the sheet.
I don't know this song.
During the break, okay. You ask us.
I'll lead us on this one.
Yes, please, please go ahead, Mike. Do you have a question, too?
No.
Go ahead.
Charlie, are we okay to go now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blinking white, red, and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Ah, that's very good. That was a wonderful, that was the long version of Silver Bells. But we're going to keep on moving.
What, Charlie?
That's okay.
There's direction going on.
Get up here and sing, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, you could have been the refrain on that.
This is a fun one. This is Glenn, do you have any questions before we get into the second one?
No, I'm glad he's. I'm glad Mike started it because he got it in the right key.
He did.
I did?
In the key of Bob Hope.
Wow.
Here we go. This is a fun one for all the kids. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here we go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah. Now, did you catch the name of the 10th reindeer in there?
I didn't. Who was the 10th reindeer?
Olive, the
Olive.
Other reindeer.
Olive. Olive. Oh, a martini drinker. Here we go. This is great for the... Don't give me those looks. Here we go. It's what you have in a martini. Here we go. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And here's one of the sentimental favorites, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Oh, yes. Here we go.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
I started to do slowly.
Ooh, that was bad. Let's start. Stop that one again.
Whoa. Let Mike start this one. Oh, he'll start it a little higher.
Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy.
We'll try it.
That sounded a little like feedback. Yeah. Here we go.
I am really sorry, gang. I led you the wrong direction.
Whoa. All right.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
And that's dedicated to all the people over at the Elks Lodge listening right now.
Who just turned the radio off.
Oh, man.
It probably sounded good to them by now.
Well, I tell you what, we're rolling in. This is one of the great ones. Jingle bells. Yeah. Here we go. One of the fun ones.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
No, that's the Jingle Bells Rock.
I'm sorry.
Glenn.
Mike.
Oh, man.
Take it, Mike.
We're off script.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yes, Charlie.
Were you saying today that Jingle Bells was originally written for Easter?
No, I don't think I said that. Glenn said Easter Parade. I thought you said was written for Easter.
Well, there was one on my cell phone, and they were probably lying to me.
Now, we're coming to the...
probably a Russian bot.
No, we're coming to the sixth one here, which we've screwed up every year. So
before you start it, does anybody else say one horse slope and sleigh?
Only when they've had two martinis. Okay, right. One too many martinis, you get a slope and a sleigh. Now, we always mess this one up. This is Gayla Peavy. And this is one of the niche. You know about this
from
one. 1953, absolutely.
Mike has to leave. Because
if you get the tempo on this wrong, not that we've got the tempo on any of these right, but we're going to try this one. So here we. By the way, the singers tonight are Sean Kraft, Mary Ellen Withrow, Nate Redman, Linda Sims, Charlie and Jeannie Evers, Glenn Coble, and Mike Wilson. So there we go. That's the WWGH choir tonight.
Did you mention Mary Ellen?
Yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I
certainly did.
Glenn,
way
Glenn,
too many.
Glenn. Here we go. We screw it up every year. Number six on our hit list tonight.
You're doing it, Mike.
Let's try it.
I never heard of
this. Mary Ellen.
Who knows this, first of all?
It's a classic. Gayla Peavy, right? In a great while.
I might hear
We got the words.
We'll try it.
Okay.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy.
Okay. Can't turn the page for a minute.
I want
hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind to you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy, what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him a massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy, what surprise when I open my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Well,
I understand why you don't get this done.
Hey, our record is intact of screwing that song up every year, but, you know, that's a very difficult song to do.
I've never heard it.
I wouldn't do that next year.
We'll leave that one out. Drop number six on there.
I like hippopotamuses.
Gayla Peavy, 1950. Why were all the Christmas songs done in 53? Santa Baby was done in 53. Hippopotamus was done in 53. Jingle Bell Rock was done in 53.
Really?
Yeah.
We're looking forward to my birth 7 years later.
I don't know what 53 was. Charlie, you were around before most of these Christmas songs were written. What did you used to sing in the 40s?
I was there when, what's his name, wrote a song about the Christmas tree. What was his name? The German.
Otanabom?
Yeah.
No, but there was no Santa Baby. There was no hippopotamus. There was no anything in those days.
No, they had to use a Christmas tree.
That's all they had. Well, the next
and a
song.
Violin. Didn't they sing that with a violin, not piano? The original?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I didn't have a whole lot of confidence in that, but that's okay.
No,
Mike, do you want to say
put
something?
That up.
It's a violin, Mike. It's a my violin. Now, our next song here, number 7 on the hit list today, is a very popular song. We talked about it early on. Everybody does Silent Night, and we all love Silent Night, but this is kind of the alternative that a lot of churches do to Silent Night, and it's one of the great classics, so we decided to do this one instead of Silent Night. It's the first Noel.
This is talking about an alphabet that's missing a letter.
Leon.
Noel.
Leon.
Noel.
Here we go.
Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light. And so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
And that is one of those. What's that?
We have a few extra Noels.
We did, but you get, that song's one you can throw in a Noel or take out a Noel. It's made that way. What?
I think that song. You don't have Noel.
No. Well, we only have one song left here, but we've got a lot of other things to do. Now, has anybody seen Santa Claus?
I have not seen Santa Claus.
Not yet? Oh. Well.
Where's the eggnog? I think that's missing, too.
The eggnog's gone. Santa Claus is gone. What a mystery this is. But we do have an interesting thing here, because Mary Ellen's going to read, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. So this might be a good time to do that with Santa on the lam right now missing. But we hope he shows up before the show's over. Because he's got the big finish, so we're going to send out a search party for Santa, and we'll see if he shows up. He's at the pub and grub, that's right. He's knocking back a few over at the pub and grub.
After hearing us sing, I don't doubt it.
Now, this is interesting, because here Mary Ellen is going to read, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. This was a famous newspaper article written years ago, and this is the first time Mary Ellen's ever done this. And this is going to be great, because this is was a seminal year for Mary Ellen, 25 years since being appointed Treasurer of the United States, 50 years since getting into politics in 1969, and having two schools named for you this year. That's a big year, Mary Ellen. What a year it's been.
Right. It's been a good year.
It's been a good year. And we're going to roll into the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, Mary Ellen Withrow.
Dear Editor, I'm 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there was no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the sound inside. And there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all of this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus, thank God, he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to be to make glad the heart of childhood.
And that is the it's a very powerful letter written by an editor, and I don't Virginia O'Hanlon for years would go around the country with that letter. And I, you know, it says it about Santa Claus, doesn't it, Glenn? This because there is all this skepticism about Santa Claus in this time of year, and people say, "Oh, is Santa real or not?" and all that. Well, that's the point, right there.
My show the other day about me being a romantic—that is the most. I mean, people think of romance as, you know, kissy stuff. That is the most romantic sounding letter I've ever heard, and I've never heard that read before. I've heard people talk about it, but I've never heard it. And if there weren't a Santa Claus, most of my listeners know that I'm an agnostic, but I believe in spirituality, and I believe that if there weren't a Santa Claus, life wouldn't be.
That's exactly, and that's very well put. Mike, Santa always lives with inside of us, doesn't he? I mean, he's there when we're a child. He's there as we get older. He's on the street corners. He's in
some
songs.
Form or another, I believe that's right.
You have to. Sean, what do you think about Santa Claus?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he lives in the North Pole. We have him on every year.
Well, maybe this year. I don't know. I haven't seen Santa Claus yet. But we're hoping he shows up in the next few minutes, the next 21 minutes.
I have a little story to take up some time here.
He's stuck in the door yet.
Is he here?
He's stuck in the door. Darn. Oh, well. Do we have any butter? We came through the door.
Butter up Santa.
Butter up Santa. But, you know, this is what the Christmas time is all about. People getting together, people talking, people singing, people eating. That's the whole point. Is it not, Glenn?
Absolutely. Getting together and talking is what's going to make this world a better place to live. And if we don't talk, we are going to be in deep trouble. And Santa Claus can help us talk to each other. We've just watched, I think, the third or fourth of Miracle on 32nd Street, and It's a Wonderful Life. And if that doesn't bring something out in your heart, nothing will.
Miracle on 34th Street is a great movie because it talks about Santa Claus, and Santa gets put on trial, and the ending to that movie, for somebody who's never seen it, it's the best ending to any Christmas movie.
I'm always crying.
It's the best ending because it really does say something about Santa Claus, much like that letter. And I think the two can coexist, the spirituality of Christmas and Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
Mary Ellen, when you read that letter, what were you thinking about at that time?
Well, I was devastated when I found out there wasn't a Santa Claus. But no kidding. My parents lied to me, and I was very upset.
Here's a shoulder right here.
But he is still, he's around. Just sometimes as you get older, he doesn't come around anymore.
Oh, what a horrible life that would be. If he doesn't come around.
Does he still visit you, Glenn?
He still visits me, and there are people that won't put me in a home for it. But
Well, there are. I mean, this goes on lawns and things, and they tell kids there are no Santa Claus. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I you got to have Santa Claus around, Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Do you know any other songs? Because we're stalling for Santa Claus at this moment.
I have a story I can tell.
Oh, good. Tell us
this
Christmas
story. This is a true story. For years at our church, we'd have the children's Christmas program, and we had Santa Claus come in, and we had a pastor that felt that wasn't appropriate, so we decided to have the three wise men come to bring presents to the kids, candy, so on. And I was up in front in charge of all this, and I was waiting for the wise men to show up at the back door to come in the church, and I said, "I smell smoke. Oh, here are the three wise men." Because, you know, the three wise men come from afar. I really did that.
That's a good... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here's Santa.
Santa Claus is here. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. How are you doing?
All right.
Oh, Santa Claus is
everybody
in...
Everybody been good, I hope.
Yeah, we're working on it.
I don't know about Charlie back there.
Scott's struggling with it.
No, I'm having a good time. Santa Claus, how are you?
I'm doing good.
What kept you?
Oh, finding a place to park. It's tough when you got to slay and eat reindeer.
That's tough. Hope you don't get a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that. Hello. So, Santa Claus, what's Christmas like this year?
Oh, it's going to be busy.
I bet it is. So, how's
the good boys and girls, all kinds of toys.
Oh, you did? Yes. You brought toys?
I got goodies for everybody.
All right, what do you got there?
I got all kinds of stuff.
We should have mic'd Santa up.
Hey, Santa, can you get your sleigh to back into those parking spots in front of the city hall?
Yeah.
What do you got there? What's Santa got?
Hey, a flashlight.
He's all right.
A keychain flashlight. Oh, he just broke somebody's. Santa.
Well, thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
Nice little flashlight.
Thank you.
Flashlights?
Santa's giving out gifts. This is pretty cool.
Santa's going crazy here.
Thanks, Santa.
Oh, my goodness, gravy.
That's for everybody here.
I don't use lipstick, Santa.
Oh, thank you, Santa. That's very nice.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. You forgot Sean, Santa.
He's on the naughty list. I had to check my list.
Is Rudolph with you, Santa?
No, he's outside.
Oh, okay. I noticed his nose turned red when he stuck it in a Mercedes the other day.
Yes.
Oh, man, Santa. Did you hear that story about you?
No.
You didn't hear that story?
No.
Oh, it was good. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
You didn't hear it?
I heard about it.
Okay. Well, where do you get your clothes?
I have them custom made.
What kind of cookies do you like?
Any kind.
Did you see the Leshesky family?
Didn't see them.
Too bad. So, what are you planning for this Christmas?
Delivering toys.
Are we going to have snow, Santa?
I don't see any snow in the forecast, unfortunately.
I love you, Santa.
It's going to be a 50-degree Christmas, I hear.
Yes.
Is that hard for the sleigh to get out there?
I just put wheels on it.
You just put wheels on it. Yeah, that's quite a beard, Santa. Yeah. How long have you been growing that?
Oh, years.
Years.
Yes.
Well, is Charlie okay?
Charlie,
do you have get him a mic? Charlie, get Charlie a mic.
I was just going to ask him what dry cleaner he got his hair from.
Oh, dear.
He hasn't lost a pound since last
week. Nope. I'd be Santa if I did.
That's right.
It's all those fruitcakes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
they would sit right on your gut. They
yes.
would. Do you like the fruitcake, Santa?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Yes.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Here Comes Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
We don't have it. Can you lead us in a version of that?
Sure.
Oh, go ahead.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane.
Doo-doo-yah, bop.
He doesn't care if you're good or bad.
That's all I
love you just the same.
Is that the doo-wop version? What is that?
Here's the thing in all his merry and...
Very good.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane.
We'll learn it by Christmas, Santa. Okay. We promise.
Do you have any other favorites?
Nope.
Well, that's it.
Go.
Hey, is Charlie on your good list or naughty list?
Yeah. What's that?
Is Charlie on the naughty list or the
Charlie
good list?
Charlie stays on the naughty list. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, hang around, Santa, for the after party.
Yeah, we could be.
Don't go too far.
All right.
Can we get Santa a seat?
Santa, have a seat.
Yeah, Santa, let's get you a seat. You look like you're tired.
I don't think he's going to fit in that seat.
I think Santa's already got a pretty good size seat.
Go ahead, Santa, relax there. Join us for the party. How are your eyes?
Good.
Good. Okay. Well, we've all had a lot of fun now with Santa Claus here. Are you in the spirit, Glenn?
I'm never out of the spirit.
No, this is the Christmas spirit. Now, Mary Ellen, when you saw Santa Claus walk in there after all those years...
I always get excited.
Yeah, it's an exciting moment, isn't it?
See, there is a Santa Claus.
There is
a...
Bring an excitement. Santa, pick up that microphone.
You can't get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing, Santa?
Doing great.
Now, what do you want to give a message? You, of course, you want to speak to all the little boys and girls listening out there in listener land.
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure you stay, keep doing nice things and stay on the nice list.
And what happens if kids are on the naughty list right now? There's still time to redeem, isn't there?
Yes. You got a couple of days before it's the big day.
What do I have to do, Santa? How do you get home gifts?
Sean, I don't have long enough to explain what you need to do.
Is that a new suit this year, Santa?
It is.
You look very nice.
Thank you.
Yes, it's very festive.
Thank you.
Very nice. Nate, what do you think of Santa Claus? Tell us.
Santa Claus and I go way back.
Do you?
We go way back. Yes, indeed. He always came down my chimney and... One time I caught him over by the Christmas tree eating my reindeer cookies.
Uh-oh.
And after that, we had a special bond. Every year I'd catch him, and we'd eat our cookies and milk together. And so we, like I said, we go way back. Me and Santa are good buddies.
Yes.
Yes, Nate's one of my good buddies.
Well, I heard that. That's a good thing. Now, Santa, where'd you get these gifts at? Were your elves making them at the North Pole?
Oh, yeah. Well, they came in through Amazon.
Well, they came in through the Amazon. Do you have a favorite Christmas type of food?
No, just cookies.
Just cookies. Is there any particular kind you like?
No, any time. Any
kind
is fine.
Any kind. Well, Santa, you're full of mirth and happiness and joy, and that's a wonderful thing at the Christmas time. And we've got some time here left at the end of the Christmas special, about 12 minutes left. And we want to give the listeners a feel. We still got one more song to do, which we'll do. But we want to give the listeners a very happy message for Christmas time, because they're with us all year round, and we enjoy them, and they stick with us, and we appreciate that. So we'll start with Santa. Talk to the listeners. Give them a Christmas message.
Just continue being good to your parents, and... do well in school if you're a kid, and just, you know, continue to be a nice person.
Linda, what's a Christmas message you have for the listening audience?
Be thankful. It started with Thanksgiving, and a lot of times we take Christmas for granted, and we just think that we should have something anyway. But be thankful. Be nice to elderly people. Help around the house. Do what your mother and father ask you to do. And love your school friends. Love them, you know, not hate them. And that's the message, is love.
That is. Nate, what do you think? Christmas message to all the listeners out there.
Well, you know, I know there's a lot of folks out there that might be a little lonely this Christmas. If so, I hope you have an extra dose of good cheer this Christmas, and I hope you don't get too lonely and find some friends and family to get with. And just from the bottom of my heart, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday and a wonderful 2020.
There we go. Charlie, what do you got?
Well, I want you to know that I take good care of my wife, especially after the Christmas dinner. I just bought her a pair of rubber gloves so it wouldn't mess up her hands doing dishes.
Well, doesn't get any more Christmassy than that, does it, Mike?
It just warms your heart.
Yeah, boy, I shed a tear on that one. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I go along with Linda's message over there that we need to be kind to each other. There's a lot of things going on with our government and around the world right now. And I don't care what political party you are. We're all here. We're all human beings. Everybody has some worth, and we need to find that in each other.
What do you think, Sean?
You know, I just want to wish everybody happy holidays and a safety if you travel, because a lot of people travel at this time of the year. And be safe, and happy New Year.
Glenn?
I'm along the line with Mike. I think we need to learn to forgive each other, and you need to learn to forgive yourself for things you've done wrong. And this is a great time to do that. So wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Mary Ellen?
Yeah, I wish everybody good health for the next year or two. That's so important.
You have to have your health.
Yeah.
Now, we have two songs that we're going to do. Well, we have one song we're going to do. We still have the Christmas song, which we'll end on. Now, what is one more song we can throw in here? Because we do have about 9 minutes left. Does anybody have a Christmas favorite song that we...
Well, Silent Night was the favorite song of ours.
We can, if you know the words, we'll go with it.
At least the first verse.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
What?
Silent Night.
Solo?
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll join you. We'll come
in. Woo!
Silent night, holy night, all all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
And that is a touching song, certainly. And we got room for another one here, because the Chestnut song is quick. What's a favorite one of yours, Sean?
Oh, geez, probably Dashing Through the Snow?
Yeah, we can do that. We haven't done that, have we?
Yeah, yes.
Well, we did Jingle Bells. That's right, we did. We tried to do Jingle Bell Rock, and we...
Oh, yeah. I messed that up.
Okay, Glenn, you can lead us in Jingle Bell Rock now.
I don't know Jingle Bell Rock.
Well, what were you singing earlier on?
Well, I sing the first verse of it, and then first line of it, and then I... goofed it up.
These are bits and pieces tonight.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of this, Mike? What's one, Nate, that we haven't done that's a popular one that we all would know?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Is that pretty hard to know?
I have no idea.
You know the words?
No. What's an easy one? We got Frosty.
There you go.
We can do that?
Let's
do Frosty the Snowman. There you go.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of snow. Frosty the Snowman was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was a very happy soul. With
eventually melts away.
Yeah,
and he melted away.
Boy, we blew
we'll
that
back
one
again
down
someday.
Well, you know, another song off our next album will be. You know, the Chestnut song is so interesting. What? Feliz Navidad. Do anybody know the lyrics to that?
No, I don't.
No. What's an easy one? Does anybody?
Do you know any easy ones?
Santa, do you know any easy songs?
Old Town of Bethlehem. Is that easy?
What's with the popular ones this
I'm
time?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's good. White. That's the number one. Okay. Here we go. Let's try that.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may their days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
That's a classic song. Bing Crosby, I think, does the definitive version of that particular song.
Yeah.
It's a classic song. What's that, Linda?
5 years, no snow for Christmas.
And this year,
in Ohio. Yeah.
And this year, we're going to have some snow, I think. Right, Santa?
No snow.
Oh, darn. 6 years with no snow. Just when we were hoping. No snow, Santa? Not even a chance.
Nope.
Okay. Well, we're going to do the Chestnut song now. We do have the lyrics to that one, and that's an easy one to remember. And I think that'll get us to where we need to be at this particular point.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I wonder how the elks are doing by now.
They're crying their eyes out.
They're in another place. And what a fun time we've had. And in the last 3 minutes, we do want to thank the elks for listening. I hope they've enjoyed the program tonight and all the fun that we've had and all this high-dollar music from this choir that we've provided tonight.
Are we going to have to pay BMI for all this?
It's going to be heavy duty. They're going to be coming after us with nets. The Leszewski family, I don't know what happened to them.
Did anybody check the front door to see if they're down?
No, they're outside.
They're not under your sleigh, are they, Santa?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, well. Well, we thank the Leszewski family for saying they would show up, and we appreciate that, and thinking about us this time of year. And we certainly thank Santa Claus for coming in. We appreciate that. Thank you, Santa. Absolutely.
Thank you, Santa.
And Nate and Mike, this has been your first Christmas party. Hopefully not the last, and we'll be back.
After that singing, I don't know.
Wasn't that the best part when we had to fill in? And Mary Ellen, it's been great to have you here this year.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and I hope you come back and spend time
if we don't sing that one song.
Well, don't make me sing again.
But I think, now don't you think, Linda, though, that this is what Christmas is supposed to be about? People from different walks of life and areas all getting together for one big party and a lot of pizza and singing that is marginal. I think that's the way to do it. At best. And Glenn, this has been your second Christmas party. You've had a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Thoroughly. Charlie, how are you doing over there?
Hey, I'm okay.
You're doing okay? This is now.
Charlie, wake up!
Tomorrow, what's on your show, Charlie?
We're going to have eggnog and supplement.
Oh, we're going to supplement the eggnog. Okay.
And fruitcake?
Yeah.
No,
we'll probably have a fruitcake too,
The fruitcake man is dead. I'm sorry, he died. The distributor.
We can go out to California and find plenty of them.
I thought they were in. Oh, that's awful to say. That was a low. Don't you think, Glenn, that was a low slider at the end of the Christmas
special? I'm not going to honor that with a comment. Thank you.
But it's true.
Charlie.
Tonight, I was talking to my grandson.
Oh, man.
Out in California. He said these people are kind of strange. But
it's the heat, Charlie.
Oh,
it's the heat out there.
I thought maybe it was the sand.
It was the sand and the
smoke.
Now, what we want to say to all the audience before we get out of here tonight is we hope everybody has a wonderful, happy holiday. We thank everybody for joining us tonight. We'll be here tomorrow morning, bright and early, and the programming will continue, but this is something fun we get together and do every year, which is a lot of fun, and we thank everybody for coming, and we certainly thank Domino's for everything they did, and I hope everybody had as much fun listening as we had putting this on, because if they had that even half that much fun, they had a good time. So, from all of us at WWGH Radio tonight, in downtown Marion, high atop the Ohio Health Building, we wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
So Merry Christmas to all,
and to all a good night.
www.wwgh1071.com. Happy holidays from our entire staff and on-air crew.
WWGH Radio 7.1 FM is supported by CRT.